And now to the race for the Democratic nomination, where Senator John Kerry maintains a strong lead, stronger than ever, now that Howard Dean is gone. He ended his active campaign yesterday in Vermont, flanked by young people wearing Howard Dean T-shirts. His candidacy seemed to inspire the young especially. Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand reports on what some of these youthful would-be Dean voters plan to do now.
It's a rainy afternoon in Los Angeles, a fitting backdrop for the last weekly meeting of the UCLA Bruins for Dean group.
I wanted to have this meeting for sure, just to like have a little bit of closure for us and acknowledge like the work that everybody has done, because I think that all of us who've been really involved in this have, you know, put in a lot of effort.
Amy Jamison is one of the group's leaders. She sits at a conference table with seven other core members.
I've had a good time, and it's been really good to meet all of you.
Jamison is the oldest here. She's a 28-year-old graduate student. At the end of the table, 19-year-old Jessica Wood looks glum.
I'm just bummed because I now have to vote for, like, Kerry or Edwards. I feel like I'm violating my integrity almost. I think that's one of the problems with our political system and having this first-past-the-post system is that people feel alienated because they have to settle with candidates rather than really find someone that they feel reflects what they believe in their political values.
It's become a cliche, but Howard Dean really was the youth candidate. He picked up where John McCain left off 4 years ago, appealing to young people because he seemed like a real person, not a politically crafted candidate. Here he is at a Rock the Vote debate, answering a question about who he was when he was 20.
I was teaching school in an inner city middle school, which I also learned at that time that teaching was one of the hardest professions in the world because it requires you not only to connect with kids. I usually had a card game going on in the back of the room, which shows you how effective I was. You also have to stand for 5 hours without going to the bathroom, which may be good training for president.
And for a generation that can see through media manipulation quickly, Dean was refreshing, says Gideon Yeago, correspondent for MTV News.
For a lot of young people, Howard Dean was someone that they could identify with, someone that they could champion, and someone who spoke to issues that they really cared about, namely being disenfranchised from politics and this war.
Howard Dean had so much character,
yeah.
You know, and he just seemed like such a real person.
Yeah.
When I saw the first debate, I was totally amazed. You know, there's this guy there, he's fiery and, you know, such a strong leader type.
Ben Sigman didn't even vote in the last presidential election because he says he could see no difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. But Dean inspired him to care about politics. Amy Jamison says Dean didn't just claim he cared about ordinary people. She says she saw it in action.
We felt like, you know, this organization had some role in something. We felt connected to something and that we had power. And, you know, we see that 80% of the people who are giving money to the campaign are giving, you know, less than $100. And I know that John Kerry's speaking a lot about, you know, how he's for the individual American and all of these things, but, you know, it comes out that he's accepted all of the special interest money.
Jamison, like the others in the room, doesn't really like John Kerry. She doesn't trust John Edwards. Dennis Kucinich is flaky and not a viable candidate. So what now? Where will all this idealism, energy, and newfound political consciousness go? Ben Sigman says he may not even vote in November.
I'm not going to support another candidate, really. I mean, they might even write Dean in on the ballot, because I don't even want to vote for Kerry.
But the others were sure they'd vote, but that's it. No other candidate would receive their hearts and souls, as Amy Jamison put it.
It would take a special person, I think, to really inspire me this much again.
The meeting ends with Jamison wondering what she should do with the 2 boxes of campaign literature in her trunk. Keep it and sell it on eBay in a year, someone suggests. They laugh. And Jamison says it'll be nice to keep some of the Dean memorabilia to show her grandchildren one day and say, look, I worked on this presidential campaign. For Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand.